Owen Long working out front with the basketball. High post left side. Peyton Rogers Schmidt goes in the left corner. Caden Evans back out to Kamath there. Tries to drive, and we're going to get a bump foul called on Pittsburgh State. They're going to whistle this foul on Jeremy Shaw. It'll be ball out of bounds to Emporia State. Pittsburgh State. Here's Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Goes down low to Mayim Boom. Gives it off to Peyton Rogers Schmidt in traffic. Gives it off to Mayim, who gives the flush. Mayim Boom gets his first basket of the ball game. Makes it a 9-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Here's a lob down low to Paulina, working against Mayim Boom. Goes up and shot, crawls off, no good. Rebound Emporia State's Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Up the floor, Elijah Kamath there with the basketball. Has it on the wing left side, backing down in against the defense, gets shoved off. Kicks it out to Peyton Rogers Schmidt. He'll shoot the three, missed it. Rebound tipped out by Elijah Kamath there, but right into the hands of Deshaun English for Pittsburgh State. This is Hardick Jr. Lobs it down low for Paulina, who gets the lay-in. 46-35, Pittsburgh State. Applying backcourt pressure. Hornets into front court. Elijah Kamath there. To the rim. Gets the ball knocked out of his hands. Unable to maintain control of it was Quinton Hardick Jr. Ball goes out of bounds to Emporia State. Hornets will play it inbounds on the baseline. Left of the basket. Owen Long plays it into Elijah Kamath here. Free throw circle. Puts it on the floor. Spinning. Kicks it out to Peyton Rogers Schmidt. He tried to drive. Now takes it in the paint. Spins. Spins. Gets a shot knocked out of his hands. He comes up with it. Kicks it out to Caden Evans for a long three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Caden, you got to follow your shot. Pittsburgh State with the basketball. Hardick Jr. at the other end. Layup is good. Hardick Jr. with 12. And Pittsburgh State up by 13. 48-35. 17:45 to play. Hornets, yeah, I have a feeling they need to start doing something in a hurry. Owen Long driving to the basket. Gets fouled. R.J. Fournay gets whistled for the foul. His first team foul, number two on Pittsburgh State, and the Hornets will have the ball out of bounds. Hornets will play it in just to the right of their own bench. Caden Evans plays it in to Owen Long. Back to Caden Evans on the wing right side. Gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Top the key, Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Now to Owen Long over on the wing left side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Gets underneath the basket. Circles back out to the free throw line. Spins, shoots in and out. No good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. Well, you were hoping the Hornets would come out of the locker room on fire, but it's the other way around. It's Pittsburgh State that's been the more composed team. English tried to drive with it. Fadeaway from 15. Missed it. Rebound. Elijah Kamath there, and he gets fouled. He'll be, the Hornets will go the other way. Picking up the foul will be Tane Prichter. That is his third. He'll leave the lineup and be replaced by Calvin Paulina. 48-35, Pittsburgh State with a lead by 13. That is their biggest lead of the ballgame. Hornets need some offense. Hornets only 2 points here in the second half. They've been outscored 6-2. Caden Evans goes down low. Elijah Kamath here spins, shoots, misses, but he draws contact. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul will be Jeremy Shaw, and by my count, that's his fourth, and the scoreboard agrees. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Elijah Kamath here, 12 points, 6-for-6 at the free throw line in the first half. First free throw is, I probably jinxed him. Substitution for Pittsburgh State, Albert McBride will check in, replacing Jeremy Shaw. 16:54 to play in the game, 48-35. Pittsburgh State with a lead by 13. Second free throw coming for Elijah Kamath there, and this one is good. 48-36. 12-point deficit for the Hornets. As they drop back on defense. In the front court, Hardick Jr. gives it off to McBride. Back to Hardick Jr., way over on the left side. They try to lob it down low. They get it to Molina. Shot up and good. Or correction. Make that Deshaun English gets the feed down low. He has 12. And Emporia State now trailing 50-46. Down by 14. Mayim Boom down low. Reverse layup is good for Mayim Boom. That gives him 4 points. Pittsburgh State quickly in the front court. This is Hardick Jr. working against Elijah Comethyr. Drives it. Throws it into the student section. And Emporia State will get the basketball back. 16:06 to go in the game. Hornets need a little urgency. This is Cade Nevins. Gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Feeds it left side to Comethyr. Down to 18 seconds on the shot clock. Elijah. A little stop and go. Takes it down low. Kicks it out to Mayim Boom. Now to Owen Long with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Owen goes between the legs. Now drives in the paint. Kicks it to Peyton Roger Smith to Elijah Comethyr. 3 seconds. Shoots up the three. Gets it partially blocked by Deshaun English. And Pittsburgh State comes the other way. Emporia State just didn't get a lot of good looks. Here's English driving with the ball. He'll shovel it off to Polina. They get it down low and a steal for Caden Evans. Took it away from English. Caden will push the ball in the front court down the lane. Lays it up. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Pittsburgh State. The shot did not go down for Caden Evans, who's looking for his first points of the ball game. It'll be two free throws coming for Caden Evans. The foul is whistled against Deshaun, or correction, make that Quinton Hardick Jr. That is his third. What a basketball being brought to you by the station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. Free throw is good for Caden Evans. Substitutions for Emporia State. Sam Baker checks in. So does Gage McGuire as Peyton Roger Schmidt and Elijah Comethyr set down. Second free throw coming for Caden Evans. He can make it a 10-point ball game. So Hornets trail it right now 50-39. Second free throw for Caden is also good. 50-40. Pittsburgh State up by 10. They led at halftime 42-33. Emporia State had cut it to within one late in that first half, but just couldn't get any closer. Here's a bad pass. It's intercepted by Emporia State. Sam Baker deflects it to Caden Evans, who now gets it off to Owen Long, and Emporia State comes the other way. Owen Long with the basketball. Takes it to the left side. Step back from 15. Good. Owen Long, 11 points. But it's down by 8, 50-42. Don't get too excited just yet. Hardick Jr. into front court, 14-42 down the lane. Shot blocked by, oh, they're going to call a foul on Gage McGuire. I'm not sure about that. And Gage picks up the foul, and that takes us to our media timeout. Looked like he had good position down low, but referee John Moore said he shoved him with his body. 50-42, Pittsburgh State with a lead, 14:39 to play in the ball game. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the station, 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? This station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
50-42, Pittsburgh State with a lead. Pittsburgh State's Quinton Hardick Jr. will be at the free throw line. He'll get two free throws to shoot, as they say he was fouled in the act of shooting right before the media timeout. First free throw is up and good for Hardick Jr. That gives him 13 points. He's the leading scorer for Pittsburgh State. Second free throw coming for Hardick Jr. They've just been a little more aggressive on the offensive and defensive end. Second free throw is also good for Hardick. He has 14 points. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, Owen Long, Sam Baker, Caden Evans, and Atavian Butler on the floor for Emporia State. Owen Long, middle of the floor, drives on the defense of Fournier. Step back from the free throw line. Shot is good. Owen Long with 13 points. 52-44. Emporia State with an 8. Now they need to come up with a defensive stop. This is Hardick Jr. being guarded by Caden Evans. Tries to drive, goes in the corner, and stepping out of bounds before he makes his move to the basket will be Albert McBride. Turnover gives it to Emporia State. Substitution for Pittsburgh State. Checking in will be Landon Huglet, replacing Albert McBride. Owen Long across the timeline. 14:04 to play. Hornets down by 8. 52-44. Caden Evans has it out front. Kicks it left side to Atavian Butler. Now back out to Sam Baker. Baker drives to the baseline. Gives it off to Atavian. Atavian drives in the paint. Gets it underneath the basket. Spin shot. Hooks it. Leaves it short. Tips out the rebound. Unfortunately, he can't track it down. It goes out of bounds to Pittsburgh State. On a basketball being brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. And here's a foul on Sam Baker as he's guarding a little bit too close on Quentin Hardick Jr. And Sam Baker picks up the personal foul. The Pittsburgh State ball out of bounds just to the left of their team bench. Fournier to play it inbounds, plays it in to Hardick Jr. Working on the wing right side. Tries to drive on Atavian Butler. Gets it underneath and he'll lob it out left side to Fournier. Now gives it off to English from the free throw line. Shot off the front end of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Gives it off to Caden Evans, who gives it off to Owen Long up the floor. Has it on the wing right side. Little stop and go. Spins in the lane. Lost the dribble. Got too fancy with it. Pittsburgh State comes away with the basketball. Here's English with the ball. Trying to drive with it. And we're going to get a foul on Pittsburgh State. It's going to be a charging foul. Whistled against Quentin Hardick Jr., and that's his fourth. 16 foul on Pittsburgh State. Hopping off the bench will be Albert McBride. And he'll give Quentin Hardick Jr. a breather. 52-44, Pittsburgh State with a lead. 13:06 to play in the game. Hornets have the ball, trailing by 8. Owen Long goes right side. Caden Evans gives it off to Sam Baker. Left side, it goes to Owen Long. On him defensively is Fournier. Top of the key, Peyton Rogers-Schmidt gives it off to Caden Evans. Caden drives, kicks it out to Baker for a three. No. Rebound goes to Caden Evans. Trying to go back up, and we're going to get a tie-up. Alternate possession, though, keeps it in the hands of Emporia State. Is DeShawn English reached in and grabbed the ball while Caden Evans had it. Lavelle Ziegler and Elijah Comethier will check in for Emporia State as Caden Evans sets down, so will Sam Baker. 12:41 to play in this contest. Pittsburgh State leading 52-44. Bounce pass goes to Tavian Butler on the right left baseline, drives in the lane, takes it in the paint, puts up the shot, left it short. He's gotten to where he likes to get the basketball, but just has come up a little short on his shots. Has Tavian Butler. Here's English, top of the key, McBride on the wing, right side, trying to drive with the ball. It's Huglet. Shoots, and this one no good. Rebound goes to Lavelle Ziegler for Emporia State, and he'll bring it up the floor. Backs it up on the dribble. Has the ball knocked away, but Owen Long able to save it. He drives with the ball, tries to diff it down low, had it saved, spins in the lane, leaves it short. He gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul will be R.J. Fournier. That's his second. Team foul number 7 on Pittsburgh State, so Emporia State is in the 1-1 the rest of the way. And going to the free throw line will be Owen Long. Owen tied with Elijah Cometh here for the team lead with 13 points. First free throw rims off, no good for Owen Long, who's a 89% free throw shooter on the season. Mayim Boom checks back in for Emporia State. He'll replace Atavian Butler. Second free throw coming for Owen Long, and Emporia State has not been their own best friend from the free throw line as the second free throw is good. 14 points for Owen Long. Emporia State now 10 of 16 from the free throw line. They could have used a couple more of those. 52-45, 7-point lead for Pittsburgh State. They go down low to Paulina, working against Mayim Boom. Backs down Mayim, gets it in traffic, and he'll move around Mayim. He got Mayim in the air and worked around him and gets the easy lay-in. He has 10. It's back to a 9-point lead at 54-45. Owen Long with the basketball. Gives it off to Lavelle Ziegler, driving to the basket, going to the rim, gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the foul for Pittsburgh State will be Albert McBride. And two free throws coming for Lavelle Ziegler, the 6'1 junior out of Oakland, California, by way of Chicago State. He'll get two free throws here. First free throw for Lavelle rims out, no good. Boy, Emporia State struggling scoring the ball tonight. From the free throw line, the three-point line, and from the field. Emporia State just shooting 40% from the floor, 17% from beyond the arc, and second free throw also no good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. Emporia State leaving points on the floor right now. 54-45, Pittsburgh State 11-17 to play in this contest. Auto basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Here's a three-point shot that's on the way out the back iron, no good, and a battle for the rebound and a foul underneath the basket on Emporia State. Missing the three-point shot was Huglet, but Elijah Cometh here battling for the rebound is going to be whistled for a foul. That's his second. Team foul number three on Emporia State here in the second half, and Pittsburgh State will get the ball out of bounds. Pittsburgh State trying to get the ball inbounds. They do. Here's McBride, and they throw it away. Turnover, Pittsburgh State. So Emporia State will get the basketball back, but Owen, who's going to play the ball inbounds, waiting for somebody to come play it into. And finally, Mayim Boom will take the inbounds play. 54-45, 9-point Pittsburgh State lead. Hornets need a basket. Here's Lavelle Ziegler. Left side, Elijah Cometh here. Trying to drive. And we're going to get a foul called on Huglet. And it's a 1-1 for Elijah Cometh here. Picking up the foul will be Landon Huglet. That is his first. Team foul number 9. Comes with 10:38 to play in the ball game. So Emporia State could be getting a lot of free throw opportunities. First free throw is good for Elijah Cometh here. Gives him 14 points. He'll get the bonus. He can make it a 7-point ball game if he can get this free throw to go. And he does. 15 points for Elijah Cometh here, 54-47. Pittsburgh State on top of the basketball. This is McBride. Pass intercepted by Peyton Rogers-Smith to Lavelle Ziegler to the basket. Layup is good. Peyton Rogers-Smith with a steal, and Lavelle Ziegler gets the score. That gives him 7, and it's a 5-point ball game, 54-49. McBride needing some help. Feeds it off to Fournier. Back to McBride, way out on the wing right side. They get it to Paulina. He'll shoot from 15 and score the bucket over Elijah Cometh here. Credit Paulina. He has 12. That was a tough basket. 56-49, 7-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Lavelle Ziegler working out front with the basketball. Gets trying to work around a screen being set by Mayim Boom from the free throw line. Shot off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. Just when Emporia State cuts it down to about 5. Pittsburgh State with the basketball. Almost turned it over. Here's English for 3. No. Rebound to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt for Emporia State. Gives it off to Owen Long. Owen into front court. Owen down the lane to the rim. Gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. That'll take us to our Under 10, timeout. 9:20 to play in the game. 56-49, Pittsburgh State up by 7. What a basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
56-49. Pittsburgh State with a lead over Emporia State. 9:20 to play in the game. Emporia State's Owen Long will be at the free throw line. That last foul was called on Calvin Polina. That is his second personal foul. Owen Long with 14 points. First free throw is good. As he gets the friendly roll. He'll get a second free throw here. Spins the ball in his hands. And this one is also good. Shot that one a little more confidently. He has 16, and it's a five-point ball game at 56-51. Emporia State could use a stop here. Quinton Hardick Jr. back in for Pittsburgh State. Excuse me. Looking to drive. Kicks it out to English for a three. No. Rebound. Emporia State's Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Gives it off to Owen Long, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Owen Long. Owen. He got a screen from Caden Evans. Excuse me. Owen can't set his own screen. Here's Owen. And we're going to get a foul away from the ball. They're going to call it. They call it on Owen Long. They got him for shoving off. That's his first team foul, number four on Emporia State. 56-51. Pittsburgh State with a lead in the basketball. This is Quinton Hardick Jr. driving on Mayan Boone. Loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. Good defense by Emporia State that time. See if the Hornets can capitalize here. See if they can get it under five. They had it at one in the first half, late in the half. Here's Caden Evans. Free throw circle, Mayim Boom to Peyton Rogers Schmidt out on the wing right side. Shot clock at 14 to Caden Evans. Left to the side of the floor. Gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Takes it to the rim. Kicks it out to Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Peyton in the paint, spins, shot up, good! Oh my! Big basket from Peyton Rogers Schmidt. He knocked down the first three of the ball game. He has five, and it's a three-point game in 56-53. 7:58 to play. Out front, Huguet. Now they go down low to English, and a foul on the floor on Elijah Comethyr. And he picks up his third personal foul, 15 foul. It'll be a ball out of bounds for Pittsburgh State. What a Basketball brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. English gets it out to Fournier. Now to Hardick. Count is on. That's a five count. Turnover, Pittsburgh State. Nogzwawasik will check in for Emporia State, replacing Mayim Boom. Owen Long with the basketball. 56-53, Pittsburgh State, top of key. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt gives it off to Nogzwawasik. Nogs drives it to the right side. Almost lost it, and he did. Pittsburgh State with a steal. Up the floor, Fournay. And they're going to get a travel violation on Pittsburgh State, losing his balance. Was Landon Huglet, and Emporia State will get the ball back on the turnover. Lavelle Ziegler will check in for Emporia State. He'll replace Nogzwawasik. 56-53, Pittsburgh State with a lead by three. Emporia State, seeing if they can't get closer. Owen Long working in on the right side, top of the key. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt hands it off to Lavelle Ziegler. Trying to drive with the basketball. Lost the dribble. Boy, Emporia State just can't take care of the basketball. And Owen Long going for a steal comes up empty, but whistles for a foul. That'll be his second. Team foul number six. It'll be ball out of bounds for Pittsburgh State. I don't know what they're going to the free throw line for. It's only the 16 foul. 7 minutes to play in the game. Emporia State has had two opportunities with two turnovers. We saw this a little bit at Central Missouri last week, where they turned it over a couple times but ended up winning in overtime. See if Emporia State can't make a run here. Here's Hardick Jr. Free throw circle, needing some help. Kicks it out left side, trying to drive with the basketball is Huglet. Now gets it down low to English. To the basket, shot good. Tough basket for Deshaun English. He has 14 points and bumps it back up to a five-point ball game. Owen Long from the free throw line, shot short. Rebound, Pittsburgh State. Well, that's a shot just not falling right when he needed it to. Down to 6:27 to play. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. This is Hardick Jr. way out on the 3-point stripe. Drives past Mayim Boom, gets to the rim, and he's going to get fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul for Emporia State will be Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. That's his third. 17 foul, so Pittsburgh State will be shooting the 1-1 the rest of the way. And going to the free throw line will be Quentin Hardick Jr. But this is two free throws here. Say he was fouled in the act of shooting, and the first free throw is no good. He'll get a second free throw. 58-53, Pittsburgh State, 6:08 to go. Emporia State struggling from the field in this ball game. Here in the second half, 6 of 15. Second free throw was good for Hardick Jr. That gives him 15 points, and it's a 6-point, 59-53 lead with 6:05 to go. Owen Long with the basketball. Gives it off to Mayim Boom. Mayim goes to Elijah Cometh here along the baseline. Fakes the throw. Takes it in the paint. Shot up, but a foul first. A 1-1 coming for... No, it's two free throws coming for Elijah Cometh here. Since that is over the 10 free throw or 10 foul mark, picking up the personal foul will be Landon Huglet, his second. And Elijah Cometh here going to the free throw line with two free throws to shoot. First one is up and good for Elijah. That gives him 16 points in the ball game. Emporia State now 15 of 23 from the free throw line. Second free throw coming for Elijah and makes this one as well. 17 points for Elijah Cometh here. 59-55, 4-point Pittsburgh State lead. 5:47 to play in the game. Hornets haven't led since early in this ball game. This is Hardick Jr. He'll launch a three. Oh, it's a wear ball. And the student section in the band lets him hear it. Hornets down by four. 5:33 to play. Owen Long across the timeline. Gets a screen from Cade Nevins. Nellie Reese screen. Trying to drive, takes it in the lane to the rim, off the glass and scores the bucket. Owen Long with 18. It's a two-point ball game, 59-57, 5:15 to play. The Hornets need another stop. English. Here's a three that's up and good. Oh, what a tough three made by Fournier. That gives him 17 points, his first basket of the second half. 62-57, five-point ball game. Owen from 15, good. 20 points for Owen Long. Now the Hornets need another defensive stop. 4:49 to play. 62-59, Pittsburgh State with a lead by three. This is Hardick Jr. Now out front with it, English. English to the right side. Feeds it off to Fournier. They feed it down to English. He almost lost it. They kick it in the corner for a three. He drained it. Who knocked it home? Big three-pointer made by Landon Huglet. And at the other end, a foul's going to be called on Pittsburgh State. It'll be free throws out of the timeout. The foul picked up by R.J. Fournier, his third. Owen Long will be at the free throw line, but we go to the media timeout. 4:17 to play, and Pittsburgh State leading by five, 64-59. Hornet basketball brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
A unique gift for your wedding party, or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.1.
4:17 to play, 64-59, Pittsburgh State with a lead. Emporia State's Owen Long at the free throw line. He gets two free throws to shoot here. First free throw for Owen falls short, hits the front end of the rim, spins away, and that's been a problem for Emporia State tonight offensively. Some of their shots just not enough underneath them. Second free throw for Owen. This one is good. That gives him 21 points, and it's 64-60, and Emporia State needs a stop. And they've had a hard time getting those, as well as Pittsburgh State has had some big answers in this second half. This is Hardick Jr., and a foul is going to be called on Mayim Boum. See, tries to force Hardick Jr. to go around the screen. And for Mayim, that is his second team foul, number eight. And Hardick Jr. will go to the free throw line, where he is 3-for-4 from the charity stripe, and the free throw is no good. Rebound goes to Caden Evans, and Emporia State with the basketball. Caden Evans, Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, Owen Long, Mayim Boum, and Elijah Comethyr on the floor for Emporia State. This is Caden Evans with the ball. Goes down low, and he can't make the clean pass to Elijah Comethyr, and the turnover gives it right back to Pittsburgh State with 3:50 to play. Hornets down by four. What a basketball being brought to you by Carrie's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Hardick Jr. to English. Left side, driving underneath the basket. Looking for some operating room, McBride. Here's a 15-footer off the mark, no good. Rebound, we're going to get a jump ball. Alternate possession, we'll give it to Pittsburgh State. Elijah Comethyr, and let's see, that was Huglet that came down with the basketball together. An alternate possession keeps it in the hands of Pittsburgh State with 3:29 to play. Hornets down by four. Hardick Jr. to play the ball inbounds. Plays it in to Polina. Gives it off to Hardick Jr. Being guarded by Owen Long. Drives on Owen. Gets down in the lane. Shot gets blocked by Owen Long. Hardick Jr. gets the ball back. He'll put a shot up off the glass. Missed it. No good. Skine to rebound it. Peyton Rogers Schmidt gets it off to Caden Evans. Evans into front court. Across the floor. Peyton to Elijah Cometh here. Right quarter three. Yes! Elijah Cometh here with a Haircrafters three. He has 20. Palmar Craft 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters. 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia, 64-63. Polina down low, working against Mayim. Spin, shot, no, rebound. Peyton Rogers Schmidt for Emporia State. Hornets with a chance to take their first lead since early in the ballgame. Owen Long. Step back three. Left it short. Rebound. Caden Evans. Stick back. Good, and he's fouled. The foul's going to be on Quentin Hardick Jr. That's his fifth. He'll foul out with 15 points and 2:33 to play. Caden Evans with a huge basket. His first made field goal. He'll get the and one. This crowd's gone wild. The Hornets have trailed, I'll say it, for all night long, with the exception of about 2 minutes in the first half. Caden Evans' free throw is up and no good. 65-64, Emporia State with a one-point lead. Pittsburgh State with the basketball. This is McBride with it. Drives it to the right side in the corner. Hughlett now top the key. Fournier for three. No. Rebound picked up by Polina. His shot missing. No good. Rebound, stick back, good this time, and a foul. Peyton Rogers Schmidt will pick up the foul. Making the basket was English. He'll get the end one. And a chance to give his team a two-point lead. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Emporia State with 2:13 to play in the game. This will be a 30-second timeout, which turns into a full timeout since it's the first called timeout of the second half. What a basketball. Brought to you by Nextech Wireless. The latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Well, this Pittsburgh State team, even though they're basically playing for pride, they will not be advancing to the MIAA tournament. They're playing like a team that's trying to win a national championship. They've played hard all night long. They have shot the ball better than Emporia State. Both teams have rebounded the ball well, both of them with 30 rebounds. Emporia State with 12 turnovers, Pittsburgh State with 15. One of the big differences in this ball game: Pittsburgh State 7 of 18 from the three-point stripe, Emporia State just 4 of 19, where Emporia State's been able to stay in the ball game and keep it close and get close, as they're 17 of 27 from the free throw line. Boy, you'd like to have about five more of those free throws back. That'd be giving them a little bit of a breathing space with 2:13 to play. Both teams will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. That was the ninth team foul on Emporia State. So the next foul means two free throws for Pittsburgh State. Emporia State has been in the double bonus for a large part of the second half. Caden Evans, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, Mayim Boom, Elijah Comethere, and Owen Long on the floor for Emporia State. Deshaun English, Albert McBride, Calvin Polina, R.J. Fournier, and Landon Hughlett on the floor for Pittsburgh State. The free throw is up, and he missed it. 66-65, Pittsburgh State with a one-point lead as we near the two-minute mark. Caden Evans way out on the right side. Owen Long gets knocked to the floor. Nothing called. Here's Caden Evans working on the wing right side. Top of the key, Peyton Rogers Schmidt. 12 seconds on the shot clock to Elijah Cometh here. Driving to the basket, gets to the rim, gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Got a shot blocked, but he got fouled in the process. picking up the personal foul for Pittsburgh State will be Landon Huglet. That is his third. And going to the free throw line once again will be Elijah Comethyr. And what are the officials going to do? Well, they must be checking to see if there was more than just a common foul. A minute 51 to play in this game, 66-65 the score. Pittsburgh State with a lead. Elijah Comethyr will be at the free throw line. Elijah, 11 of 12 from the charity stripe. He's not the one that struggled. Owen Long is 4 of 6 from the charity stripe. Caden Evans is 2 for 3. Lavelle Ziegler 0 for 2. Octavian Butler 0 for 3. And Gage McGuire 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Pittsburgh State tonight knocking down 7 threes. They're 7 of 18 from beyond the arc. Emporia State just 4 of 19 from beyond the arc. Emporia State had the early lead in this contest. Their largest lead was at 5-2. And the last lead they had was at 65-64. So they hadn't led. I'm not sure exactly what they're looking at. They might be looking to see how much time should be on the clock. But they're taking their time about doing that. Don't forget Emporia State back at home on Saturday, regular season finale, as they take on Washburn. It'll be senior day. And Emporia State men and women's basketball teams will be recognizing players before their games. And some of the players who may be recognized doesn't mean they won't be back. They still have a chance to come back next year. And now they're sending the teams to their benches, and the referees are having a little discussion. ...66-65 is our score. Pittsburgh State with a lead by one. And now that they've reviewed the video, the officials are having their discussion as to how they're going to adjudicate what they saw on the floor. John Moore, the lead referee, will bring the head coaches together. And I'm not. It'll be just a common foul. And two free throws coming for Elijah Comethyr. A minute 57 or 51 to play in the game. First free throw for Elijah's good. Gives him 21 points, and we're tied at 66. He'll get a second free throw here. Spins the ball on his hands, and the righty's free throw is up, and this one's good. 22 points for Elijah Comethyr, 67-66, Emporia State, a minute 47 to go. This is McBride, top the free throw circle, Fournay. To Huglet on the wing right side. Back out front. Ball gets knocked free. Safe from going out of bounds by Fournay. Shot clock at 14. Fournay trying to drive. Now gives it off to Huglet. He'll shoot a three. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound. Elijah Comethyr. Great box out that time by Peyton Roger Schmidt as he kept Calvin Polina off the boards. And Emporia State with the ball up by one with a minute 19 to play. Owen being guarded real closely by Fournier. Shot clock down to 13. Game clock at a minute 7. Owen Long goes to the drive, to the basket. Fadeaway from 15. Missed it. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. It's a shot he makes a lot. Pittsburgh State will use a timeout. 55 seconds to play in the game. 67-66. Emporia State with the lead. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Both teams with two timeouts left. Got you on the edge of your seat tonight. Emporia State leading for one of the few times in this basketball game. They now lead it with 55 seconds to go in regulation. Alternate possession arrow goes to Emporia State. Both teams are in the double bonus. Pittsburgh State will have it to play inbounds just to the left of their bench on the sideline, just off the scorer's table. They have 25 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounds pass batted away by Elijah Cometh here, but Pittsburgh State able to save it. This is McBride working out front. High post, it goes to English. They get it out for a three. Shot up and no good. Rebound Emporia State's. Caden Evans gives it off to Owen Long. 39 seconds to play. Owen gives it off to Caden Evans. You need to get it into front court. Owen Long does with about 2 seconds to spare. Differential of about 10 seconds between the game clock and the shot clock. Owen Long and timeout Emporia State with 13 seconds on the shot clock, 24.9 on the game clock. This will be a full timeout taken by Emporia State. That will leave them with one timeout. Earlier tonight on the Division I side of things, Memphis over Wichita State, 83-78 in MIAA play. Let's see if we can't get some updated scores here. A minute 3 to play. Northeastern State leading Lincoln 69-65. Washburn leading Missouri Southern with 2 minutes to play, 84-64. It's Rogers State has defeated Central Missouri 65-59. Let's see if we can't get a score on the Northwest Missouri State Central Oklahoma game. And that's gone final in Northwest Missouri State 65, Central Oklahoma 51. And then looks like Northwest Missouri State will be the regular season MIAA champions and the number one seed in the MIAA tournament. Also tonight, Nebraska Kearney's playing at Missouri Western. And in that game, Western had rallied for an 83-78 victory over Nebraska Kearney. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds. They lead it 67-66, 24.9 seconds on the game clock, 13 seconds on the shot clock. Caden Evans will play the ball inbounds, and Hornets will play it inbounds just to the right of his Emporia State bench. Bounce pass goes to Owen Long, working against the defensive pressure of Hardick. Drives in the paint, takes it to the rim. Shot gets blocked by Pittsburgh State up the floor with a basketball. This is McBride. 10 seconds to play. McBride with a basketball. Tries to drive with it. Timeout, Pittsburgh State. 6.4 seconds to play in the game. Hornets leading by one. Pittsburgh State will have the ball to play inbounds. Where? On the baseline. They'll have it to play on the baseline. This will be a full timeout for Pittsburgh State. So this will leave them with the second with one timeout left. Also earlier today, Emporia State baseball team on the short end of the scoreboard as they were defeated by Northeastern State 2-1. Same two teams will play again tomorrow in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Final scores on the women's side today. Northwest Missouri State over Central Oklahoma, 97-50. Central Missouri over Rogers State, 66-53. Missouri Southern defeated Washburn, 71-56. Here it's 67-66. Emporia State with a lead by one. Pittsburgh State has the ball. 6.4 seconds to play. They'll have it to play inbounds on the baseline to the left of the basket. Pittsburgh State has led for the majority of this basketball game. The Hornets will be sending Elijah Cometh there, Peyton Roger Schmidt, Owen Long, Mayim Boom, and Caden Evans onto the floor. Pittsburgh State counters with R.J. Fournay, Albert McBride. Oh, they decided to play it in. Bounds across the way. Take that back to Sean English. Will play it in across the way. To Sean English. Trying to get the ball in bounds. They do get it in bounds. Shot up and good with 3.4 seconds to play. Inbounds pass to Owen Long with 1.2. And no, he doesn't get the shot off. Pittsburgh State has won the ball game. A big basket with 1.4 seconds to play, and Pittsburgh State has come in to Watt Auditorium and stunned the Hornets. Final score, Pittsburgh State 68, Emporia State 67. We'll be back with postgame right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
What's that noise?
There's nothing worse than cruising along when suddenly a new light comes on the dash or an awful noise starts from under the hood. Don't stress. Just call Williams Automotive. The fine crew at Williams Automotive is ready to help. They're a Napa Auto Care Center, so you'll get peace of mind with their 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Your new friends at Williams Automotive are just a call away, 620-343-0086. They'll get your car back on the road in no time.
Hello again, Emporia. This is Curtis with Mainstay Suites, inviting you to check out why we are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal anywhere in our city. Our spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and our meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through our Facebook page or call us at 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
It's time now for the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return courtside to recap the game right after this timeout.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
68-67. Pittsburgh State with a victory over Emporia State tonight. 8 lead changes, 2 ties, and Emporia State led for only 3:50 of the ball game, as Pittsburgh State had really a control of this basketball game. It wasn't until down the stretch when Emporia State was able to have the lead for about 2-plus minutes of the second half. They only had the lead for about a minute and a half in the first half. In fact, in the first half, Emporia State led for a minute 41. So for about 2 minutes in the second half, Emporia State had the lead, and that was towards the end of the ball game. Emporia State would trail by as many as 14 in this contest. Their biggest lead was only by 3, and that was at the beginning of the game when they had a 5-2 lead. Let's take a look at our game stats. Brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first for Pittsburgh State, big game for R.J. Fournet. 19 points, he had the game winner. 16 points for Deshaun English. 15 points for Quentin Hardick. 10 points for Calvin Polina. 2 points each for Tane Prichter, Jeremy Shaw, Albert McBride, and Landon Hewlett, as everybody who played for Pittsburgh State scored tonight. And they made life tough on Emporia State. For Emporia State, they were led in scoring by Elijah Comethier with 22 points. He was 13 of 14 from the free throw line. 21 points for Owen Long, who was 8 of 18 from the floor. He was 1 of 5 from beyond the arc and 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Those were the only players in double figures for Emporia State. Lavelle Ziegler had 7. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, 5. Mayim Boom, 4. Caden Evans, 4. 2 each for Tavian Butler and Gage McGuire. Sam Baker and Nogs Wawasik played but did not score for Emporia State. Looking at the team numbers, Pittsburgh State shot 46% from the floor. They were 27 of 58 from the floor. 7 of 20 from beyond the arc for 35%, and there lies a lot of the big difference in this ball game. They were 7 of 11 at the free throw line for 63%. Emporia State tonight just shot 43% from the floor. They were 22 of 51, 4 of 19 from beyond the arc for 21%, and 19 of 29 from the free throw line for 65%. Emporia State won the rebounding battle 33 to 32, leading rebounders for Emporia State. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, Elijah Comethier, and Caden Evans with 6 each. Pittsburgh State led by Deshaun English with 11 rebounds, 9 of them defensive, 2 of them on the offensive side. Emporia State had 7 offensive rebounds to 26 defensive rebounds. Pittsburgh State had 6 offensive rebounds to 26 defensive rebounds. Pittsburgh State turned it over 15 times. Emporia State turned the ball over 12. Pittsburgh State had 7 steals, 4 of them belonging to R.J. Fournet. Emporia State with 5 steals, nobody with more than 1. Off the turnovers, Emporia State would outscore Pittsburgh State 19-10, but in the paint, Emporia State gets outscored 34-26. On second chance opportunities, Emporia State outscores Pittsburgh State 9-2. On fast break opportunities, Pittsburgh State outscores Emporia State 12-9, and the Pittsburgh State bench outscores the Emporia State bench 14-11. Again, Emporia State outscoring Pittsburgh State 12-9 on fast break opportunities. Again, the biggest lead for Pittsburgh State was by 14. They had a 50-36. That's the last time they had a 14-point lead with 6:35 to play. Emporia State's biggest lead was by 3, and that was with 17:35 yet to play in the first half, but Emporia State led 5-2. Again, Emporia State trailed for 34 minutes and 18 seconds. They led for only 3 minutes and 50 seconds and unfortunately just couldn't get a stop or make a basket when they needed to maybe extend the lead or give them some breathing space late in the ball game. Again, the final score, Pittsburgh State wins it 68-67. Pittsburgh State improves to 8-9 on the season, 5-16 in the MIAA. Emporia State now 20-7 on the season, 14-7 in the MIAA. They'll host Washburn on Saturday. Pittsburgh State will go to Missouri Western for their final game of their season. Emporia State still playing for positioning and seeding in the MIAA tournament. They're currently tied with Fort Hays State for that number 3 spot. And right now, Fort Hays State, if both teams win on Saturday, Fort Hays State would be the number 3 seed. And Emporia State would be, let's take a look and see here if we can take a look and figure out where exactly Emporia State would be as far as the conference standings are concerned going into Saturday's play. Let's see here. And Lincoln tonight, since they lost, they would be 13-8. So Emporia State most likely will be the number 4 seed, depending on what happens on Saturday. Because Emporia State and Fort Hays State are tied at 14-7 for the number 3 spot and number 4 spot. So Emporia State still has some work that they need to take care of. Again, the final score 68-67. Our final stats brought to you by Witten.